All right, 7:51 here on WPHM on a Friday morning. It's going to be a breezy day. In fact, a wind advisory in effect till 7 o'clock tonight. We'll detail that weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. The CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is going to be in St. Clair County today. He'll be down in Marine City for the ribbon cutting at the Inn on Water Street, and he's on the line with us right now, Jeff Mason. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Paul. Great to be with you.
Great to have you here as well, back in St. Clair County again. You've been no stranger to this area. We've had a lot of things to show off here in St. Clair County lately, haven't we?
Yeah, there's been some amazing activity up in the area, and was up earlier this spring, and excited to be back today for the ribbon cutting for the Inn at Marine City.
Kind of reflects a lot of what's going on in Michigan. In fact, I know yesterday there was a report that came out in the publication that CEOs look at, a magazine called Chief Executive Magazine, and the top CEOs in the country moved Michigan up about 9 places in terms of their best and worst states for business.
Yeah, that's amazing, Paul. I mean, in the last 5 years, we've gone from what has been kind of the lower tier ranking in the bottom 5 to now 27th. So I think that's a great reflection on CEOs recognizing the amazing things that have happened here in the state of Michigan in terms of, you know, the change in our tax policy, our fiscal stability, you know, the 540-some thousand jobs that have been created. I think, it's maybe the leading edge of the indicators of how great things are going in the state of Michigan.
You mentioned a few of those things. What else has it taken for us to get here? Because these things don't happen overnight, do they?
Well, no, I think it's the hard work of, the economic development organizations around the state working with local officials to really change, you know, the trajectory of the state of Michigan. I mean, you look at some of the amazing things going on throughout our cities and towns in terms of community development projects, and you see it in Port Huron with, you know, the new City Flats Hotel going in, some of the mixed-use development in the downtown areas, as well as, you know, our great companies that are growing and expanding in Michigan, companies like ZF and SMR Automotive Systems. Yeah, I think we are hitting on all cylinders right now, and that's great news for all the citizens in Michigan.
How do we keep that momentum moving forward, though?
Well, I think it's staying the course in terms of having a great business climate where companies are interested in investing. It's, you know, investing in our downtowns and communities to make them vibrant places where people want to live, and, you know, then marketing the state both as a place for companies to invest and also as a tourism destination through our Pure Michigan campaign.
You can't underestimate the marketing, because I think here in St. Clair County, I mean, for years we didn't have all these things to show off that you've been seeing here in recent months and in recent years. Now we've got it. Now we've got to let everybody know, because we've got a population of over 1 million people that are just about an hour away from Port Huron and less than that from Marine City. How do we get all those people to come and see all the things we got going on here?
Well, as the governor says, we got to shed a little of our Midwestern, kind of modesty and be a little louder and prouder in terms of talking about what we've got. You know, our Pure Michigan tourism campaign is one way, Paul, to really get that message out about what a great place Michigan is. You know, and when people come and visit, they quite often will say, gosh, this is a place where we want to invest in industry and business, or a place where we want to live or retire. And, it's just that constant message of what a great product we've got here in Michigan. And part of our job at the MEDC is to go out and talk to companies and CEOs around the nation, around the world, and tell them that great story, as well as working with our existing companies here. I mean, Michigan companies are growing and expanding, and you know, they're important customers, and we want to make sure that they're satisfied customers and keep investing in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to see that investment continue statewide and, of course, selfishly locally here in St. Clair County. We want to see that continue as well, because we are on a bit of a winning streak right now, and it feels pretty good. We just want to keep it going and let everybody know that it's happening.
Well, the economic winds, I think, are in Michigan's favor, and so we're out trying to strike while the iron's hot. And you know, whether it's in agribusiness, some of the connected and autonomous vehicles, our manufacturing industries, our defense, you know, we've just got a lot of great assets and some great opportunities to leverage those assets.
Jeff, we appreciate you taking some time out to join us this morning. Safe travels, and enjoy your time down in Marine City today.
Thanks very much, Paul. Great to be with you.
All right, take care. Bye now.